Hello, and thanks so much for watching Proactive New York. Joining me right now is Grant Johnson, CEO at Esports Entertainment Group. Grant, hope all is well despite the lockdown.
Yes, well, in fact, Christine, we got snow last night, so it's a good time to be locked down, I guess.
That's right. Well, let's talk about how esports is getting into the cryptocurrency mining area by way of rollout with GG Circuit. Tell us a bit more.
Yeah, this is a product that, you know, this is an idea that came out of COVID, in fact. You know, we have, with our acquisition of GG Circuit, Helix, and Genji, they have these gaming centers that were locked down, of course, and it had all these high-powered gaming computers, rigs in these centers that were being underutilized, and they're very creative, bright people, of course, and they thought, well, what can we do with all this hardware? And they came with the idea that why don't they turn these computers on to mining cryptocurrencies? And because these have very high processing speeds, and they've been testing it out for many months now. I believe they started back in the summertime, and they've now got it perfected. They've been testing the Helix centers for a number of months now and got all the bugs out of the process. And what it does is the software will determine what the best margins are on various cryptocurrencies. Ethereum is the number one currency that the computers mine. It does not, actually, both the only currency that doesn't mine is Bitcoin, EOS, Ethereum, depending on any given day what the exchange is. And currently what we're doing is we're in the process starting, as per the announcements in May, we're going to roll that product out through the greater GG Circuit infrastructure, which is roughly 1,000 LAN centers representing tens of thousands of these gaming computers. And of course, we'll make a percentage of revenue from every single one of those computers. So, you know, this is going to be passive income, you know, when the computers aren't being used for gaming or at night, when there's nobody in the centers, the computers will just be running, generating revenue 24/7 effectively. So it was just a why wouldn't you do this kind of an idea that the fellows got on top of, and we will be, the revenues that come out of this goes right to the bottom line. So we're pretty excited about rolling this out. This was a big breakthrough for us, and it's a value add for companies that will be working with GG Circuit. It's another fantastic reason as why not use GG Circuit as the software that drives your LAN center.
Yeah, I mean, with this existing computer power that you have, do you have any idea on the amount of Ethereum that you'd be able to mine?
Well, it depends on the number of units in a center. Some of the GG Circuit centers are larger than others, and it ranged from, you know, a couple thousand to, you know, certainly many thousands more. But given that this is passive revenues, this is on top of the revenue that these centers would be running. Some LAN centers will have 200 of these computers in them. So obviously those would generate substantially more for us. It's just going to be right to the bottom line revenue, because we're just going to take a small percentage, but you know these centers will be running the computers when nobody's in them. So it's not going to be hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't want to give anybody the impression that we're doing that, but you start putting 50,000 gaming rigs, that's a substantial amount of computer power to generate this revenue. It will certainly be hundreds of thousands in revenue annually, for sure.
That's something.
That's not nothing. That's for sure.
Right. Just shifting gears a bit here. Esports has announced that they would also partner with the largest esports wiki, which is called Wikipedia.net. Tell us a bit more about that and what that means for esports.
Yeah, this is all part of our strategy to move into the Latin American markets. Bucks and the team over at buy.bet negotiated the deal. This is the first of its kind with Wikipedia. They're excited, and the reason they decided to partner with us is because of our structure. You know, NASDAQ company, tier one licenses. You know, we're structured ourselves to be the type of company that these major teams, publishers, teams, banks, they can partner with because of our, we'll call it our pedigree, you know, for the same reason why the sports teams partner with us, you know, the NFL teams and the NHL teams. So with you know, the Liquipedia, they have tens of millions of people that go through their sites. And they're a pretty highly coveted relationship, as you can imagine, particularly it's specifically esports centric traffic. And they have to be very careful because of their brand, who they partner with. And we're pleased to announce that we're the company they decided to partner with in as for gambling for esports. So that's a big feather in our cap, another feather in our cap.
I know I always ask you this question, but are there any other kind of partnerships on the horizon that we can look forward to?
Safe to say you can count on more partnerships with the pro teams. There's quite a few conversations, several dozen, in fact, taking place. So we do expect to be in a position to announce more of those. We have our first NFL event going off next month. I believe it's the Ravens will be first, and the Philly Union are going off in a couple of weeks with their tournament. And we'll be announcing shortly. I don't have the numbers, but we'll be announcing the winners of the prizes of our first, the LA Kings tournament went last weekend. So we'll be announcing the winners here. I believe this week, actually. I've got to call Magnus and see, you know, when we're putting that up. And yeah, you can absolutely count on more announcements of partnerships. And of course, we're still very active in the M&A space as well.
Excellent. Looking forward to hearing about them. Grant, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure, Christine. Thank you.